There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Just wrapped up Friday's show, and Amy and I have conversations off the air. And mostly we have everything tracked out as to kind of what we're going to talk about. We go different places, but I kind of have a grid. And I say, Amy, what'd you do last night? And she goes, nothing. And that was it.
Cool.
Usually I kind of poke around.
Good talk.
See if there's anything interesting. Be like, we should talk about that. That's interesting. I said, what'd you do? She goes, nothing. All right.
Well, Stevenson had to get a spanking.
Oh, you didn't say this.
Well, I mean, it's not exciting, but now if you want to poke around a little more.
What do you do?
But, I mean, he was asked to go get his boots out of the garage, and instead of just going to do it or even just saying, okay, may I do it in a minute or whatever, he's just like, ugh, like that. And that's not
an
acceptable.
Wait, you got to pop him for that?
No, it goes on and on and on. It went on for hours of him making poor choices, yeah. And it just was a real bummer because at the end of the night, it ended with a spanking, and my husband, we hated it. Like, we don't like it at all. But they were spanked at the orphanage. He does respond to that. And we didn't do it the first, 6 months they were here. But they've been here almost 7.5 months now. So it's just something that we're starting to do. And it's a real bummer. But it started with that. And then we try to teach him, your response needs to be, when someone asks you to go do something, especially if it's an adult, whether it's mom, dad, Miss Christie, whomever, you need to say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and go do it. And then he refused to look at us and even say, yes, ma'am. So then he started mimicking back what I was saying.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's fun.
That game.
That's fun. Yeah.
So I took away TV for the rest of the night. And normally at night they wind down with a movie or a TV show or whatever. And Stashira got to still have it, but he didn't. And that was taken away the rest of the day, even night, whatever. And then he snuck to watch TV three different times.
I can't do that too.
And then, the first time we gave him the benefit of the doubt because he said he was just wanted to be near Stashira, but that he was on his learning tablet, doing a learning game, which he was, but he swore he wasn't watching TV, just was sitting there. And so we were like, okay, well, as long as you're on your learning tablet. Then the next time, he snuck down to a different room and was straight up watching TV. There was no way around it. And I mean, he admitted that he was doing that. So it's just kind of one of those things where he's got to learn. And if things get taken away from you, that's the punishment. You don't want to get spanked. You want to get things taken away from you.
Wait, I would rather get spanked than have
you
my...
You would?
Than TV taken
no.
away?
No.
Spanking comes and goes. It's
they don't think that
Not
way.
In his mind. You take TV away, there's no tears and life is over, bloody murder. I mean,
I'd rather get spanked. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I know. He wouldn't. He would... No. Not kids, Bobby.
As an adult, you can
realize
figure
that
it
now.
Out.
As an adult, I like to get spanked.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, Bobby. You would maybe choose the spanking because you would rather watch
faster.
TV. Yeah, but kids' brain, his kid brain at least, doesn't register that way.
I need to talk with him.
Dude, listen.
I need to lay the... Listen,
but
dude.
Listen,
I know it sucks, but it's 17 seconds.
Yeah, man.
If you want to watch Supergirl, that's 30 minutes,
man. Come on.
Think about it. That's
what I was trying to tell him yesterday about the yes ma'am. I said, and then it took 20 minutes of my day trying to explain to him because there's this whole comprehension thing. I'm like, does he really understand what I'm saying? But he does. And I'm like, dude, you could have been chilling today watching your favorite TV show, but... You said, ugh. And I even gave him three opportunities after the ugh to just say yes, ma'am. I said, are you sure that's what you want to say? So,
are you sure that's not Creole for yes, ma'am?
No.
He's like, I said it.
And he still chose to fight me on it and then started playing that, I'm going to repeat what you say game.
And
I'm like, that little 5-minute dance you just did cost you TV. All you had to do was say yes, ma'am, and you'd be good to go.
Well, that sucks.
I know. It was a real bummer.
Who does the popping?
My husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't bring yourself to do it?
I haven't had to yet. My husband's there, and I think he definitely responds at the orphanage. Papa Pierre did the spankings. Nanny's used to, and then they cut that out, and I think that was a smart move, and it only came from Papa Pierre. And so there is a male. They respond to men. There's a thing in them where there's a response to that. So if my husband's home, he does it. And if I guess if I'm home, yeah. I mean, one time I had to do it kind of with a little spoon, like, boop, but I'm not very good at it.
And it was a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Well, let me say this, that I think that's a fascinating segment.
Oh.
I think it's a good look into your life.
Oh.
And I'm glad that people got to hear it now, but I think it would have been great on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm sure there's people listening right now that are like, you spank your kids.
Well, I'm going to say this. I know that you guys didn't catch it, but Eddie mom shamed you a bit.
Oh, what'd
because
you, do?
You said you spanked your kid. He goes, you spanked over that. It doesn't matter what she did to her kid for whatever reason. That's her kid, Eddie.
Yeah, and that was my natural reaction. So don't feel bad that people think that way.
Oh.
Just people think that way, but it's not your fault. I don't.
Yeah. Because he mom shamed you for sure.
I know, but I didn't give you the whole story, and you had to be there. I mean, it unfolded. I guess the started at about 3:30, 4 p.m., and the spanking happened at like 8:30 p.m. So it was
it's an investment. That's a lot of
right. I mean, it was he kept testing us, and it was kind of like, okay, well, here we go. And then you know what? He cries for like 15 minutes, and then he recognize we talk about what happened, and then he's good to go, and he's like laughing and a kid again, and then hopefully we just get better from there. I was spanked as a kid. It worked for me, and now I'm trying to justify spanking, but I get people that also choose not to spank. That's fine too. No judgment. So save your emails.
It's weird, man. When I was a kid, I was like, no spanking. And I'm adult. I'm like, please spank it.
Please, anyone.
Yeah, man. It's like, it's olives. As a kid, no.
Oh, right.
As an adult,
right.
Nom, 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 nom.
Ew, I don't like olives.
I didn't either. Now I like them.
Mm.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
And I like pepperoncini peppers, which I hated. But it's just those things we didn't like as kids, and now we're like, yeah.
Yeah, mine would be avocado,
yeah.
I guess.
Choke me. Oh, wait.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Anyone?
I'm just kidding. Ray had handed me a story. I wasn't going to talk about it on the air, but why that came to mind is, let me find it.
Speaking of choke me, what?
No, it's spank. Never mind. This is a story. We wouldn't talk about it on the show, but it's from Men's Health Magazine. It says, ever spanked your partner while getting it on?
What on earth?
If not, they may be into it. 25% of Americans have fantasized about being spanked.
Wait, Ray sent this to you?
Yeah.
So we already had this spanking story, not even knowing that I was going to talk about spanking?
Different kind of spanking.
Amy, this is a completely different kind of spanking.
But I know, but it could also be, speaking of spanking.
What's the deal with spanking? Like, as a kid, we hate it. As an adult, we want it.
That's a good bit. The Seinfeld?
I don't know that he does that.
No, but you should do it.
As Seinfeld?
Yeah.
What's the deal with olives? As a kid, I'm like, woo. As an adult, I'm like, nom, 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 nom. Anyway. What shall I say? Well, I was going to play this game, but I'll just tell you guys that on Sunday night, 8, 7 Central, hope you watch the iHeart Country Festival. I'm hosting it. That is not the most important part of it. The most important part is Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Billy Currington, Dan and Shane, Maren Morris, Dustin Lynch, Luke Combs, John Party, Cole Swindell, Sugarland, and Brett Young are all on the show.
We were there. It was awesome.
It was awesome. But on my side of it, I'm pretty excited about it. I will not get to see it live because I will be in adult camp.
Oh.
No TV in adult camp?
No TV, no phone, no computer.
Oh, man. Mm. Gosh, that's rough. Dude, I hope you really get a lot out of it.
And intense therapy.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
What if I come out and I'm like, you know what? Screw this place. I don't need radio. I don't need money. I'm going to move to the woods and just be my best self because it can happen.
I think deep inside I'd be proud of you. Dude, the regular me would be like, I hate you. Why'd you do that?
What do you think they would do with this show? Like, really? If I was like, hey, guys, I'm retiring. Because I can retire. I can't go work for somewhere else. I have a new contract. But you can always retire from anything ever. What do you think they would do with this show?
I don't know. Maybe try to divvy us up and sell us off. Like,
oh,
you
well,
do
like
a car parts?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, you take the car.
I wasn't thinking that at all. I think they would try to make something work with Amy and Lunchbox.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could do that. Or they just try to find homes for all of us. Or they just say, you know what? Guess what? Early retirement for everybody.
Yeah. Oh.
It's been real. I don't know. What do you think they would do?
I think they would try
That's
something
what you
think,
with Amy you. Amy Lunchbox?
I think it would be you. And probably Lunchbox as your side.
Yeah, but I mean, who like comes up with all the stuff you do?
Well, me and now Mike D a little bit.
I know, but if you're gone and you're saying they do something
Mike
with
D
me.
Mike D probably quietly because he doesn't talk anyway.
Oh, you do. Yo, Mikey.
Even when he's on the air, he didn't talk that much.
Okay, so what do they do with me?
Like, you're the hubcap. They sell off.
Oh, I'm the junkyard dog.
No, you'd still. I guess that means everybody would sort of be
everybody
in their place.
Stay. But yeah.
It'd just be...
They'd give us a shot, I guess, is what
Mine is
I was saying.
I think they would. Yeah.
They wouldn't bring in like a...
They might.
Like a...
A lookalike?
Like a Jim. Like a Jimmy.
They might.
The Jimmy Jones show.
They might. You never know. Want to get ahead in your career? New research suggests kissing up to your boss helps and boosts the corporate ladder. I wish you guys would listen to this and not do what you normally do, which is hate on me all the time.
Oh.
Well...
But that's...
It's weird. We're friends.
I read this and I'm like, oh, this is how people are... My people don't do this. So, all right. We'll leave it at that.
We'll try it. Bobby, huh?
Can't do it like that.
Nice okay. shirt, Bobby.
Yeah, that hair looks so good today. What'd you do different? Just kidding. It looks good every day. Not good at it.
Not good at it at all. I'm tired.
Nice spray tan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fall for it. Huh.
Oh. Looking
Amy, you got a raise.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to start the show here and check it out. And anything you'd like to say, Amy?
I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to say.
I know.
By the way, there are only like 10 tickets left in D.C. in that big old Warner Theater. If you want to come to my show in D.C. in a couple weeks, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Same thing in Bakersfield. Couple of large theaters there. I'm pretty excited about going to play. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Come to those shows. And otherwise, I'm going to go. It's been a good week. Long week, it feels like. Does it feel long to you or no?
Yeah. I kind of feel like it was like took a minute to get to Friday.
And that Cheyenne show where we didn't sleep a whole night, it kind of
threw things off
me.
A little bit.
Yeah. Because we didn't get off to the hotel till almost 1 in the morning. We had to get up at 3 in the morning. So it just messes up for like 3 days later.
Yeah.
Anytime you have to do that. Even
I feel
if
like
I don't,
you never catch up.
If I don't sleep on the show, sometimes it's a Tuesday night, I don't go to sleep in time. And I wake up and do the show, and I'm like, oh, it takes me all day to catch up. But wham, 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 cry me a river.
Yeah. Maybe at your adult camp, they're going to teach you how to like.
Adult camp sounds like porno, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe at your.
Camp.
I'm just going to call it therapy camp.
Therapy camp.
Sure.
Yeah. You'll get tools that'll help you sleep better.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe.
Here's what I've always been afraid of, though, is losing my edge. Because what has got me here has been me being a bit
nutty.
Some of
nutty. your issues?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you work your way through those, it's like, oh, crap.
I know. Because I do look at a lot of my, quote, disadvantage as advantage now.
It's one way to do it.
No, I see. Yeah, you're being real.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, Amy made fun of me there, but I'm being real.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
A lot of the crap that I went through made me super strong. And I see it as an advantage that some people didn't have.
Sure. But you got to figure out what's better for you now.
Yeah.
Not what was better for you then.
Yeah.
No.
I'm all good now. I got a new contract. Who cares? Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
You're a VP now.
Woo! If I get in trouble, I'll take me in my office and scold me.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me to do better. And then,
yeah, fire yourself and then hire yourself again.
Yeah, with a raise. Okay. Here is Friday's show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Good morning.
That's the reverse of hey, hey, goodbye.
Oh.
Da-na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. Hey, hey, hey. Good morning.
Switch it around.
Yeah. It's Friday. Man, glad everybody's here with us. Danielle Bradbury comes in later for the Friday morning conversation. She got that new song. Sort of new. Goodbye Summer. It was called Hello Summer, now it's called Goodbye Summer, and Thomas Rhett's been added to it. So she's going to come play live, I think, this morning. Dance parties. I'll tell you what, this story's funny to me. A Spirit Airlines flight, which was going from New York City to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, had to make an emergency landing. And you're like, oh man, what happened? Well, a reason, the foot odor of one of the passengers made everybody sick.
Whoa.
The foot odor was so bad, people were complaining about burning in their throats and chest. All 220 passengers were asked to get off the plane. A hazmat team boarded the plane. They said it was dirty socks.
Oh, no. A hazmat team for dirty socks?
It couldn't have been that bad,
The rest
right?
of the passengers stayed on the tarmac while they waited for another flight.
That's terrible. That's awful.
How about the person whose feet stink? Now, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe it's a medical condition. And all of a sudden, they have to get on a flight.
Well, and they didn't want to take their shoes off.
I'm not sure they had their shoes
Maybe
off.
Maybe it went through the shoes.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, if it's strong enough to make everybody get off a plane, it's strong enough to go through a shoe.
Oh,
yeah, speaking
man.
From experience, 2 days of wearing the same socks, you start getting some bad smells.
Do you have stinky feet, Eddie?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I
naturally.
Don't have stinky feet. Do you,
no,
Amy?
I don't think so, no. But I mean, I also.
Glandular
shower.
Problem?
I don't know what it is, but even my 10-year-old son, he's got it too.
So it's genetic.
I guess so. The little one doesn't.
Do you clean yourself?
Yeah. Okay. But at the end of the day, it's not like right now.
Yeah, but Eddie, you have a home and a washing machine. You have a sink. You have water. Like, why would you ever wear socks 2 days in a row anyway?
That's a good point.
Sometimes people have to. I get it. Not knocking that, but you don't have to.
Right. It happens sometimes. It's just like I'm in a hurry and I'm like, oh, where are my socks? Oh, those two on the floor look good. All right, let's go.
The ones you ran 5 miles in yesterday.
I worked out in. Dang it. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, I guess my point was some people just have stinky feet in armpits or...
Their body odor is...
Or naturally bad breath, and you have to do extra to cover for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about
Poor guy. Poor everyone.
How do we know it's a guy, Eddie? Sexist?
Dang, good point.
Exactly. All right,
so bad of me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Chase Bank announced their ATMs are now cardless. Customers no longer need their debit cards to get money. All you need is your smartphone. In Iowa, they're still searching for that missing college student. Pictures are online. A $172,000 reward is being offered. And finally, Brookstone, the place that sells those popular massage chairs. They're going to be closing all their mall stores. You're still going to be able to find them in airports, though, so get them there.
You know what they call me, right?
Yes, country music's youngest historian.
That's right, so I like to bring history here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1991, 27 years ago, Trisha Yearwood had the number one song with She's in Love with the Boy.
She's in love with the boy.
27 years ago.
She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
It was her debut single from her debut record.
And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday.
At 26 years old, Trisha Yearwood became the first female artist to have a debut single go number one. And by the way, 27 years ago today, that song went number one. Morgan number two is only 24.
Yeah.
So you were -3.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know that song, though. I love that song.
Your parents hadn't even thought about it yet. You know what I mean? You have older brothers, sisters, right?
I have 3 older sisters, yeah.
Wow, 4 sisters. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 4 girls. You think they were trying for a boy?
They got Morgan number 2.
I'm sure I was the last one, and my dad was just like, dang, another girl. Never mind. Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, just the odds of having 4 of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just girls. I'm just thinking as a guy, if I'm trying to have kids, and you're like, oh, we have a girl. That's awesome. She's healthy. It's great. Have another girl. Oh, it's awesome. Have another girl. Okay, God, it's me, Bobby.
Come on.
I'm going to try one more time. I know you got bigger plans for me.
Give me all a right. Solid.
Lucky number 7, girl. No offense, though, Morgan number 2.
It's okay. I'm taking it.
Yeah, look at that. 27 years ago today on this day in country music. A woman ordered a latte at McDonald's, and they accidentally served her a cup of cleaning solution.
I don't even know how that happens.
Well,
you sure it was an accident?
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, the cleaning lines were hooked up to the machine.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. That's an okay. Accident. I thought, like, well, I feel like you know if you're pouring cleaning solution into a cup, but.
So someone had the pipes plugged in to clean the machine because it runs on a cycle. The person who took over didn't realize that those were still plugged in. Person orders a latte. She goes, make a latte.
Oh.
Doesn't look in it. Or maybe it looks similar. She gives it to her.
Now it makes sense.
They served her a mix of coffee and cleaning solution.
is terrible.
Fortunately, it looks like she
is
and her
get a
unborn
lot of
baby
money.
Are going to be totally okay.
Yeah, and probably going to get some money.
And it doesn't sound like she's going to sue.
Oh.
So
maybe you had it all wrong.
Dang it.
So yeah, how about that? You're there. Yeah, I'll take a latte, please. Oh, wow. A little...
It's got a kick to it.
You know lawyers are calling her.
A little Tide cocktail.
Is that Clorox?
What is this? Cascade? Yeah, that right. The Cascade.
Yes.
The dishwashing.
Because back in the day, it was all about the granules. The dishwashing.
The powder.
The detergent. Yeah.
Yep.
And so now people in their pods and their...
Yeah, that's just weird.
You guys don't even know what it was like back in the day. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, she's not suing or anything.
Wow.
Did you read that story about the cop that was running the Monopoly game?
Yeah.
And he was hooking up all his friends with the Monopoly pieces, and they won millions of dollars.
Millions.
Through that Monopoly thing.
For
McDonald's
years.
Monopoly game?
Yeah, for years.
Really?
Yeah. He was like an ex-cop or...
I think he might have been an ex-cop, but I mean, it was definitely like a really sophisticated ring.
And he would hook people up that he knew to And sometimes, and they won all the millions of dollars.
Get out.
They would get like Park Place because people would get Boardwalk or the opposite.
Yeah.
They would get the instant wins.
Oh, they hand out the one, but the one that you need, they hand out all of them, but the one that you need is never out there.
There's a whole story. What is it?
$24 million.
$24 million.
And he was the only guy really overseeing it, right? And so he hooked up all his boys. And then people would come and pay to get it.
So that's quite the investment.
They pay $50,000 up front. You hook them up. But yeah, crazy, huh? Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go.
Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two here. Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley announced their return to host the CMA Awards for their 11th year on Wednesday, November 14th. Little Big Town's trailer got stolen. However, whoever did it didn't get away with much. It was a trailer with two old kid bikes, one scooter, a baby pool, and a unicorn float saying karma is a funny thing. Kenny Chesney has not only helped people in the wake of Hurricane Irma, he and his assistant Jill helped bring around 1,400 needy dogs and cats to the United States through charities. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
A woman purchased an item from Goodwill in Missouri and found someone's ashes inside. Her daughter ended up posting a picture of the item on Facebook and asked people to help locate whoever's family it belonged to.
Whoa.
Yeah, so thanks to the Facebook post, they located the woman's daughter, and now they're making arrangements to return the item to her.
Wow. Facebook doing good?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it happens.
Are we sure they're not Russian ashes and it's a trick to...
Yeah? Oh, you never know.
That is a good story. I do like that. I wonder if though there's a bit there. Like, we take something with ashes and put it in, see if it ever gets reported back.
Oh.
Like, we put a bunch of ashes in an urn and a little note that says, Grandma Wee Wee. And then we sell it at, like, a secondhand store. And then we see if we put a number on there.
If they call and
be like, hey, I got Grandma Wee Wee.
That's a great test. We should do it.
You know, isn't that kind of funny? Because that's a good story. People did bring it back.
Yeah.
Remember those kids that found the $700 in the yard? Mm-hmm. And they brought it back up to the house?
Cash.
I think... This is just a theory that I have. I think that most people are good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I do.
What about mothers?
Sainthood.
They should probably qualify for sainthood.
Yeah, they do qualify. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Over to Raymundo with the Bonehead Story of the Day.
An Alabama woman got arrested for falsely reporting a car theft when she wanted a cop to unlock her vehicle. She ended up calling 911, said a man was trying to break into her car. Cop got there, and she said, I just really needed help getting my lock open. Can you help me jimmy it? He arrested her, and she spent 10 days in jail for that.
10 days?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she must have had prior
time.
Huh?
Yeah, and falsely reporting a crime. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, listen, I would assume that she's done other dumb things, because you don't just do a dumb thing isolated mostly like that. This is not all of a sudden you go, I'm going to do something really stupid.
Well, there's always a first time.
There are other stupid things. She's an adult, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's made other stupid adult decisions. And so I would imagine she had other things against her, just guessing here. But again, you don't do something like call a cop to unlock your car. There's not a lot of foresight in that. So anyway, Raven, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So about 6-7 months ago, Amy's kids that she had been 5 years in the process of adopting finally come to America, and they move in with you, and they don't know any English.
Right, yeah, no. Little words like, hi.
Yeah. And so you have to put them in a school where it's other kids who don't know English.
English is a second language school, ESL, yeah.
So you thought that maybe they had learned enough English.
Man, I just feel like they're doing so good. Yeah, I was like, let's do this. These kids are ready for real life here in America to be immersed amongst other kids that have been speaking English since birth. But they're not ready for that.
And so you take them, and what happens?
Well, they had to take, they were evaluated and took tests and just to see if we were ready for this type of environment. And we were called in for a special parent meeting. That seemed abnormal because Eddie's kids go to the school, and I asked him if he had to have this meeting, and Eddie's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we hadn't had one of those.
I don't. He's like, I know, I didn't have that. I'm like, oh, well, maybe they just want to go over things like, you know, extra tutoring.
Maybe you scored so high, they were like, hey, let's just bump them up a couple grades.
Oh. I didn't know how good the score was going to be because remember, didn't I tell you how when my daughter came home from that test, she was like so excited that she did great. And then she informed me that she was so happy. She's like, I guessed every single answer.
Oh.
I was like, oh, great. Okay, hopefully you guessed right. But I think she just didn't understand the questions. So she felt like she had to guess. If I could have talked through the questions with her, I think she would have gotten them right. She's smart. But they sat us down and basically said that it wouldn't be fair. They want us at this school, but it wouldn't be fair for them to take them at this point. And they want to come alongside us and support us and try to figure out the best way to get them equipped. But right now, the number one focus should be their English. So, yeah, they're like, we can't accept y'all's application at this time.
So what's the deal now? Where do you go now?
Well, so we emailed back the special ESL school because we were originally like, okay, I guess we're probably not going to be in that program. And then my husband sent off an email like, hey, looks like we're going to have to be coming back if that's cool. So they're like, okay, we'll get the kids registered. So we'll just continue down that road. But then I think take extra steps on the side to ensure that the English is really coming along.
Well, sad to hear that.
I know, because I mean, I didn't think we wouldn't get accepted. We'd already like told our daughter all about the school. I mean, she's 11.
Oh,
she gets
no.
it. So instead of being like, hey, you didn't get in, I think we're just going to be like, you know what? We're going to wait a year. Mm. Our choice.
I watch these videos on page6.com, and what they do is when celebrities walk out of their house, they have a video of them, and they tell you how much all their clothes cost.
Oh, I have not watched the
good
video,
stuff.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was making Eddie watch them yesterday after the show.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's oddly fun to see how expensive their stuff is. They're just wearing chillin'.
It's like just walking outside.
Well, Taylor Swift leaves her place, right?
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift slayed the New York City sidewalk in an edgy outfit worth more than $3,400. The singer, who's currently on the East Coast leg of her Reputation tour, stepped out of her Tribeca apartment in an $860 top by Unravel Project.
$806 shirt. $860 shirt.
Shirt, yeah.
Okay.
And $850 Gucci cut-off shorts.
Jean shorts.
What?
Shorts.
Cut
jean up. Shorts. It costs $860.
She paired her cool girl combo with ankle boots by Todd that are no longer available but previously retailed for $1,155.
$1,200 shoes.
It topped off the look with a $170 Tommy Hilfiger bag and $300 crystal Miu Miu cat earrings. A perfect choice for this feline-loving fashionista.
That's wow. So interesting.
Mm-hmm. I watched that.
Yeah, there's another one. So she walks out again, and she's wearing this pink oversized sweatshirt. Because I wear hoodies like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, hoodie, recognize hoodie. But
a day earlier, the Welcome to New York singer took to the streets in a tourist-inspired look worth almost $3,000. Wearing a $900 hot pink Balenciaga New York City sweatshirt and $200 Alexander Wang jean shorts.
Amy, the sweatshirt looks like something you buy to stand on the side of the road.
Yes.
Wow.
It costs $900.
Wow.
Taylor hardly blended in with the other out-of-towners. She went wild in a pair of leopard print Giuseppe Zanotti boots worth $648 and added an $1,190 Christian Louboutin spiked backpack to complete the ensemble. Casual sightseer? Not exactly.
$3,000 for that outfit.
Ooh. Man.
But I'm so into these.
I bet that backpack's so cute. So she probably doesn't look at price tags.
No. She has people that just go buy clothes and she never knows.
Yeah.
That's so, what I would think. She has a stylist.
She would
she
probably
pays.
Freak if she knew how much she no. was walking out in.
No,
you
she
think?
Wouldn't. No. You know, let me mention this too. That I think, and I won't mention who it is, but I think someone's being a hater toward Brett Young. And I like Brett Young.
In case you didn't know.
He posted a photo of him and his fiance on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he said, happy birthday to this beautiful baby angel. And I'm not going to say which girl was hating on this.
Somebody in this room?
I'm not going to say. This is what they wrote.
Okay.
Sorta gagged. Our pet name sometimes too much.
Oh.
Sorta gagged. Come on.
If you're going to break my heart.
Beautiful baby angel.
Hey. That's a beautiful baby angel. Not just angel.
Beautiful baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Not doesn't just that baby. Just mean he's so in love that he doesn't beautiful care what baby. Other people think about him?
Does he say that? I get typing, it's one thing, but sometimes when he sees her, he's like, hey, beautiful baby angel.
I don't know, but I'm just saying people are haters. Because yeah. What if a dude you were really into was calling you beautiful baby angel?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's
really?
Right.
Really? You would think that's sweet?
I mean, I guess so. I take baby angel
beautiful
or beautiful.
Baby.
I take one of any three of those. Baby,
I'm crazy about Ray calls his girlfriend Bay because yeah. It rhymes. Ray and Bay. Mm-hmm. Eddie calls his wife Boots.
That's correct.
What do you call your husband? Anything?
We both say honey and babe. Does that count?
Yeah. You should say beautiful babe angel.
I'm going to start calling him that.
I think it's people that aren't happy or don't have something going on to the haters for the most part.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're the ones that call him honey, pretty baby.
No, those are the haters. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Stop it. And I have nothing going on, but I'm not being a hater. I looked at it and was like, hey, good for him.
What's the craziest name you've called one of your girls?
Never, nothing.
Nothing, just
nothing
by their name?
Ever?
No.
Not even like, babe. Not even like, hey, babe.
Sweetie pie?
No.
Babe. Even if they say something, you're like, babe.
Never.
Honey.
Honey bunch?
Nothing.
Really?
I've never assigned a pet name to anyone ever.
But just babe has never come out of your mouth. Like, oh, babe.
Mama, no.
Mama, baby, mama?
No.
I'm really struggling with like you not saying babe or baby.
I've never
or
given
honey.
A pet name to anyone.
And no one's ever given me one. Really like a pet name, but just like, yeah, I mean, I guess it is because it's something you use only with someone of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Morgan, number two, you have a pet name for your boyfriend?
Yeah, I call him Babe or Love.
Love?
Like, hi, Love.
Mike D, what about you? You and your girl, you guys are new?
I got nothing.
Nothing?
No. Are you like, will you, though, once y'all advance?
Please connect on FaceTime.
Hey, Babe. Like, hey, Babe?
I've never used a pet name like that at all. I just use their first name. I enjoy the name they have, okay?
Bobby's like, I use their full name.
Yes. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
That's right. Good news here from New York. As a rookie police officer, Osvaldo Nunez, 22 years old, just graduated from the police academy about a week before. He's in the office, still all new to him, and all of a sudden a mom runs up to the precinct, has a toddler in her arm. The toddler stopped breathing, so what's he do? His training kicks in, performs CPR on the young girl. She got consciousness back, and he's a hero. He's a brand new cop. He's a hero. Just graduated. How about that? Welcome to the force, Rook.
First day.
Basically, first week at the office.
Man.
Yeah, so thank you to Osvaldo Nunez, 22 years old. We do love our police officers, and we like to shout them out sometimes. So there you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, ah, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try. And you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club. Let's go over to Amy and do the Morning Corny right now.
The Morning Corny.
What animal needs to wear a wig?
What animal needs to wear a wig?
Bald eagle.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation.
With Danielle Bradbury.
Hey, there she is. Hello, Danielle.
Hello.
I think we're friends now, huh?
Yeah. I'd hope so.
I think we're friends now. Danielle's here. So here's the thing. You have this song that was called Hello Summer on your record.
Yeah.
And then it's not called that anymore because now we have Goodbye Summer.
Yes.
Here, let me hear some of this.
Hello Summer, goodbye tomorrow.
So what happened here? Because last time I checked, it was called Hello Summer.
I know. It's thrown a lot of people off. But so the original, so Thomas Rhett wrote this song with his dad, Rhett, Jaron Johnson, and Julian Bonetta. And they originally had Goodbye Summer in the demo. And that's what I kind of lived with for a while. And then when I recorded it, we just changed it to Hello Summer for my record. And then when we came back to it, we kind of wanted it to be the genuine, like, first, like, demo. So we brought Goodbye Summer back, and we thought it sounded pretty cool.
And not only that, Thomas Rhett's on the song, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Who knew that one drink could turn into fire? Crazy how June burned into July. Trying to get September from...
When you guys do this, are you in the same room? Or do you go and, like, you record at different times?
Sometimes we're not in the same room. So this song we did kind of, like, half and half. The first, when he did his verse, he was out on the road with Julian, who's a producer, and he recorded his half. And then when we got together for harmonies and just like ad libs and all that stuff, by the end of the song, we were in the studio together.
Oh, wow. So you did some in the same room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Hello, summer, goodbye tomorrow. This is called Goodbye Summer. It's up now. People can now listen to it. Is Hello Summer still there too?
Yes, it's still in there. But we tweaked the last part, and it ends the song as Goodbye Summer. And there's this one part where it was switched to Hello Summer, Goodbye to My Broken Heart. And then we just switched it, Goodbye Summer, Hello.
Danielle Bradbury is here. Also, I think I saw on your Insta story your birthday was last week, this week, last week?
Yeah.
Your birthday?
It was, yeah, I think last week.
Last week?
last week, the week before, I don't know.
What'd you do?
I went back home to Houston because my brother, my half-brother, oddly has the same birthday as me. So we celebrated that together. We went to Galveston, and as pretty as that water is, we went to Galveston.
Those Texas beaches.
Yes. And so we just hung out there and with my family and everything. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you rep Texas pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You all right?
Yes, yes. The silence after that, I was like, wait.
You have your bands here with you today, too.
Yes.
By the way, Danielle Bradbury's here. She has a new song, kind of. It's one on the record, but this is a new single too, right? Is that we saying?
Yeah,
that?
New single. It's kind of a new version, so it's exciting.
It's Danielle Bradbury and Thomas Rhett, Goodbye Summer. And so, do you want to play this? Do you want to try to play this?
Yeah,
you have a keyboard here? Hey, where are the keys? Let me hear some keys over there.
Oh, there it is.
Look at that. You know Tiny Dancer?
I don't.
I don't.
I'm not actually a keyboard player.
Oh, you're what? You are, right?
Yeah, no, he's actually my bass player that can do multiple
play all the
things.
Instruments. All right, here's Danielle Bradbury. This is Goodbye Summer, and she's going to play it here. Introduce your band real quick.
Okay, so I have my drummer, Heath.
Who's sitting on a box.
Sitting on a box.
The box is called what?
A cajon.
A cajon, got it.
Yes, and then I have my guitar player, Teddy.
Look at Teddy, tall. You look like G-Eazy with blonde hair.
Oh. I'll take it.
You do. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody says he looks like Eminem.
I don't know about that.
I'll take yours.
Yeah, take that
I'll
one.
Take
I
yours.
And then who's the guy on the keys over there?
He's originally my bass player, but that's Christian.
All right, Christian, how are you, bud?
Good
to see you, man. Christian kind of looks like Owl City, if we're just picking things.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Same about you.
Yeah, yeah. But what do I look like? Who do I look like?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, come on.
A rock star. This guy,
a rock star.
Yeah, Bobby Bones. I'll take that. All right, this is Goodbye Summer from Danielle Bradbury in studio right now. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yes, come on.
It's early.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Why don't you ever pick easy songs? You sing so good.
I don't
like, all your
know.
Songs are.
I always do this to myself.
It's so. I always feel weird because I guess. Like, I asked early, like, we're friends now, so I don't like interviewing my friends as much because I know. I was like, you want to get out of this? You don't have to sing. We were talking off the air before we went on. I was like, you don't have to sing, Danielle.
No, I would feel
she's like.
Sing.
But you sing so good.
I would feel like such a diva if I was like, no.
No, but I was offering it. I said, hey, I know it's early. She's like, no, I'll sing it. Eddie goes, make her sing.
Thank you for doing that.
Danielle Bradbury singing in her life. There it is. Do you ever get next to anyone and go, man, they can sing? They're like, ooh, I don't know. Because, I mean, you're as good as comes in the studio. Like, there's a class.
Oh, gosh.
There's a very small class. The Shays.
Definitely.
The Laurens, the Lauren Atlanta, Danielle Bradbury. You're in that class, that top tier. In the land of the giants, you're one of the biggest giants. But is there anyone, who do you get next to and you go, man, they can go?
Lauren Atlanta. Oh, yeah. She can sing so beautiful. And she has such a powerhouse voice. When I just hear her, she's hanging out and she's just still singing everywhere. So when she does that, I'm like, God, she can sing. So she's one of them for sure.
But you didn't have any training, like, but when you start, like, early.
I didn't.
Like, that just comes out of you, huh?
Yeah, but I kind of feel like I need to take vocal lessons just to be on the safe side. Feel
so like, you don't damage yourself?
Yes, yeah, because I'm always worried about that. If I'm singing wrong, like, I'm going to get with a vocal coach just to make sure, double check, and it, maybe... I don't know if I'm singing wrong or not, so we're gonna see.
Hey, but, sounds right to me, right? Yeah, yeah, sounds right to me. Do you feel like when you're on the road that you have to get the right amount of sleep and do the things so you can actually sing right the next day? Or are you still like 22? Like, you know, who cares?
Half and half. When I'm like up late, what we love to do on my bus is just jam out to all kinds of music. We're always playing music so loud. So when like a Britney Spears, Spice Girls comes on, I'm going to sing on the bus. I'm like, God, I need to stop yelling at the top of my lungs because that will probably damage my voice. But sleep, I'm like, eh, whatever.
You ever go to a karaoke place and just rip it? Like just, and then the room's like, what just happened? Who was that?
I've never done karaoke.
You've never done karaoke?
It's so fun. No.
Oh, man.
You'd be good.
I wish they had, can you imagine her going up there? Yeah. The weird thing about karaoke in Nashville is everyone goes up there trying to get a record deal. It seems like everyone goes up just trying to dominate. Eddie, you ever been to karaoke here?
Yes.
They go up and they don't even kill it. It's like when people try to do too many runs.
That is so funny. They just go overboard.
They go way overboard, yeah. Danielle Bradbury is here. You want to hang out for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, you want to play a game with her in a minute?
Yeah.
I got a fun
game. Am I playing against her? Or?
Yeah, you can play against her.
Okay,
it's a singing game.
Get ready. Oh.
It's a singing
game. No, it's not.
Perfect. She's in my wheelhouse.
It's definitely.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Danielle Bradbury.
All right, Danielle's still here. Amy's here. So what I have are... These are piano versions of popular songs on the radio. So just play it on piano. You'll need
like
your headphones.
Like elevator music?
Yeah, I think that's good.
So we have to guess what
song
it is.
For example, this one.
Oh,
I know that.
So what would that be?
Meant to be.
Meant to be,
okay,
yeah.
Right.
He was meant to be.
Okay, back and forth. Would you like to go first or second, Danielle?
I'll go first to get out of the way.
The piano version, name the song.
Body Like a Back Road.
Nice. That's
fast.
Quick.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed.
Over to Amy. Amy, ready?
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Married. Thomas Rhett. Married.
Sorry. Marry Me. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's incorrect.
Dang it. I thought it was like, dang it. She
but
got married.
I love your version.
Shoot.
Okay. All right. You're up, Danielle Bradbury.
Okay.
Would you know it?
Babe.
It's, yeah.
Babe, oh, babe. Okay.
Wow, piano. Amy's back in the game. No point there.
Really okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here you go.
Just.
Ready, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it? No, it's You Make It Easy, Jason Aldean.
Yeah, I was there. Easy. And I said Love Enough on Me. Okay.
I don't think you have any points, Amy. You have 0. All right, Danielle.
Okay.
Last one.
Yeah, I got... Oh, yeah.
It's tough. I don't even hear it yet, and I know it. Hold on. Let's see if it gets to it. Yeah, this is not a good version of it.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Do you know what it is, Amy?
I'm getting there.
Now it's getting there. Nothing?
Nothing.
It's the fighter.
Kiki, do you love me?
No.
Are you riding?
No.
I would have gotten that one.
That's not, it's the fighter. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't hear that.
I didn't hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy, ready?
Yeah.
To tie.
Okay. Wagon wheel.
What you got?
Wagon wheel.
There you go. It's a tie game. There it is. There it is. Nice work. Well, 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 Danielle Bradbury.
Kiki,
do you know the dance?
Are you riding? Yeah.
You do know the dance?
She looked at her bandmates like,
well,
you
guys
see
it?
Y'all
do
made
it
that?
Next to a golf cart.
You've seen the dance before? Yeah. What's Danielle like as a boss? You guys like, you like her or no?
Hey.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Answer. The right answer.
Well, if you, what if you mess up? What if you mess up?
Well, I have.
You have? So what happened? What happens after? Daniel, you finish the set, you know, you do 45, 50 minutes, and you really screw up at one point. Does she pull you aside and talk to you?
We joke about like, hey, Ted, like, could we talk in the back lounge for 5 minutes? But
no,
I usually go apologize, and you're super sweet about it.
Yeah. I just don't really.
It's sort of like what happens around here if I mess up.
Why would you say it like that? Because that is what happens.
Super
here.
Sweet about it. That's exactly. He said she's super
said
sweet
it
about
very,
it.
You said it very sarcastic, I almost also, condescending.
Okay. Sorry. Never mind. Trying,
if Amy messes
joking.
Up, sometimes I'll send her a text message. I'm even worse. I'll be like, hey, that just happened.
That just happened.
He reminds me like I didn't just live it myself.
Well, listen, you have a new song out today.
Yes.
It's Goodbye Summer. You're a fantastic singer, and I think the song is fantastic, and all
you.
Things are good.
Thank you.
Everything good? All right. Amy, are you done?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to Danielle?
It was awesome. I'm always shocked that that voice comes out of that little teeny tiny body.
How tall are you?
I'm like 5'2".
Yeah.
Really small.
See what I mean?
Did you get sleep last night?
No. I'm really struggling for some odd reason.
Hey, by the way, let's announce this. Well, we're launching our all-female show in a couple weeks. You know, I'm doing a show, and Danielle's going to be the first guest on the show.
It's awesome.
So it's very, yes, there it is. All Danielle all the time.
It's amazing, yes.
Okay, check out the song. You heard it on the radio a bunch, and good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
The constant fight with country music for the past 50 years has been, it's getting too progressive. There's never been a time where people aren't going, ooh, country music's just not the same anymore. That's never happened. It's always a thing. It always should be a thing because people should always be pushing boundaries. However, the fact that Lil Wayne won an American Music Award for country artist, I feel is a little progressive.
That's not country.
I don't know. Listen to it. So Little Big Town took home the American Music Award last year for favorite duo or group. But instead of sending it to Lil Big Town, they sent it to Lil Wayne. And hey, what's his award? What I want? I made a what record? Country record? How good was it? Was it good?
Hey, boss, it says little on it.
Yeah.
Send it to Lil Wayne then.
Okay, we're sending out the awards. Trent, where are we sending this one? Lil. The rest isn't here. Just go with Wayne. Yeah, Lil Wayne. Wound up getting 5 awards in the mail. 1 for his win for favorite rap hip-hop song for I'm the One, and then 4 of Little Big Town's awards. So, I won 5 awards? Wheezy. That's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
It also seems that Little Big Town was the victim of a robbery, and so the band tweeted, I saw Karen Fairchild tweet this, that their trailer was stolen, and so they thought that they were robbing a trailer full of guitars and amps. But instead, when they opened the trailer up, they found there was some bikes, one scooter, a baby pool, and a unicorn float.
Oh, no, nice. The kids' trailer.
They stole the trailer full of kids' stuff.
Man.
I know. Little Big Town can't get a break. The reward sent to Lil Wayne. Trailer gets stolen. Weezy, here I come. I'm on a pontoon. Everybody knows it's noon. Weezy, I'm out.
Wow. He still has the awards because he didn't know how to get in touch with Little Big Town.
I have. Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He was like, how do I get a hold of them?
How do I get a hold of these people?
That's a funny story. I have an award that is Andy Roddick's, a tennis player. I have a big award that's his.
Why do you have it?
Well, because he's one of my dear friends, and he wasn't able to be at this award show that he won an award. So I was presenting to him. I actually lost to him for like a humanitarian award.
Yeah.
And so I went up and they say, hey, accept the award in his honor because he was playing tennis. And so I get up and I read the speech that he wrote, but his whole speech was about me. I wrote the speech. It was a joke. And so I just kept the award. And I forgot that I kept it. It's in my house. I was going through some stuff the other day.
You should probably get that to him.
Well, if he hasn't asked for it, that's yours, dude.
He hasn't asked for it. It was sent to me and Weezy, both with our awards. That's funny. There's an 11-year-old rapper that signed a record deal. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, an 11-year-old rapper signs a record deal. The rapper's name is Lele. Alaya High, Lele. You want to hear it?
Yeah. What's up in this home? To leave the kids alone. Rest in peace, extension, yo. Glad I get to try to make a difference for extension, yo. Now your girl on the same label as extension, yo. Back to your hair. Now you know you should have been it. The Houston native announced the news on her Instagram page.
She inked a deal with Empire. It's official. I'm the youngest female rap artist to sign a record deal.
That's awesome.
11 years old.
I'm trying to picture my 11-year-old daughter doing that.
If you're pretty good and you're clean, you can make a lot of money as a kid rapper.
Yeah.
What if you rapped and reviewed toys?
Oh, oh man.
That's funny. Good for her. Hope she does something good with. Hope she's a good parents around her.
Yes.
Like a good support system. Otherwise, you end up like, how about that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, so saw that. What? I went to Sugar Land last night. It was good. It was real good. Late night for me.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of
like
fun.
Worth staying out?
Yeah, and if Sugar Land comes to your town, I would recommend you go because it's such a positive... Everybody knows the words to most of the songs, and they have it's like a circus tent as their stage set. It's really cool, and they're good. Jennifer Nettles just sings like... so strong. Christian Bush is really good. Anyway, it's good. When they play one of the hits, the whole room would just start screaming.
Really?
Yeah. I'm talking room, arena.
Yeah.
Just scream the song. Met a lot of listeners last night. Yeah. Saw a bunch of those year hats, the birth year hats.
Oh, born year. Yeah.
By the way, our iHeart Country Festival is on Sunday night, speaking of Sugar Land. And what it is I'm hosting the show with Candace Cameron Bure, or DJ Tanner, as I knew her, and then always thought of her as that, the whole show.
It was so cool.
Like, ah! And so, but Luke plays, and Urban plays, and Sugarland plays, and I don't know what song of Sugarland's they were going to use, and apparently they used that song where I come out and do the dopey rap.
Oh, no, that was awesome. It wasn't dopey.
That's this one, right?
But I have audio of it. I'm kind of embarrassed of it.
Okay, I need to hear it again. It's been a minute.
Because you don't even know what I'm saying, really. And it was kind of a funny rhyme.
No, it was good. I was entertained. It was good.
And it's not that good. But okay, I'll play it. But I'm a little bit embarrassed. And I also dressed all dopey. Like I have on this.
What you wear?
Old school. Well, like a 50s cowboy shirt, but with a flat brim hat.
Yes, I remember that.
It looked like Vanilla Ice if you were to put on some kind of country outfit. I'll play it. And I hope you watch the show, but maybe just turn it down when I come on with
no,
Sugar Land.
No, stop that. Turn it up. Uh-oh, stuck like glue.
You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. I don't know if I want to play this.
No, like, come on.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Yes, no, you have to. Mike D, hit that button. Uh-oh, uh-oh, what you gonna do with that sound like Urkel when I'm rhyming on the track and say, uh-oh, 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 syrup in my Sprite, just a spoonful of maple syrup make me feel all right. I say, uh-oh, 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 what you gonna do with that? Whoa, whoa. Don't forget to feed your cat. Harry had that little lamb. She posted it on Instagram. A virgin till my 20s. This shirt's from JCPenney. Said, I just went to bed.
with the bed.
What oh,
I'm still not wet.
What oh,
cause I just wet the bed.
What oh, stuck like glue. You and me together.
Like, I'll be on Fox screaming, I just wet the bed.
That's great.
I just wet the bed.
And they go, what?
I just wet the bed. I'm still not wed. I just wet the bed.
It's quite the rhyme.
Well, one part, too, I'm like, I have a cat or something. I don't even.
Yes, you did say that.
It was just a dope. Mike D and I sat in the hotel room, and we were like, we got to write this rap, and it's got to be kind of funny. I don't even know what it said. But it's like, what was the cat line?
Don't forget to feed your cat.
Don't forget to feed your cat. Mary had a little lamb, huh. She told me on Instagram. Like, that was really
weird. That don't make a lot of sense,
yeah,
does
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's Sunday night at 8, 7 Central.
Good, clean fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That embarrasses me to hit that button.
Yeah, I mean, you never claim to be a hardcore rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a rapper.
I'm more Dr. Seuss rap.
Yeah.
I'm more Seussical.
Yeah, it's for all ages.
Ugh. Of all the songs, come on.
Yeah.
They should have put Babe on there, because that's a jam.
Babe.
But instead, I got to show up. Nah, don't forget to feed your cat.
Hey, but when you came out, that crowd sounded good and hyped.
Did they?
Yeah.
So, like, my face got so red from that, that I didn't even hear it.
You had that emoji, grit teeth emoji.
All
whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
I sound like Urkel when I'm rhyming. That's kind of funny,
that's
right?
That's a good one,
what
actually.
You gonna do with that? I sound like Urkel when I'm rhyming on the track. Syrup in my Sprite, which is a hip-hop thing where they put scissorup.
Yeah, scissorup.
But it's syrup in my Sprite, but then I flip it and go, put some maple, yeah. Make me feel all right.
Yeah. Not that cough syrup.
Yeah, 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 because I'm not hardcore. Like, I'm right. Dr. Seuss rapper.
What
you gonna do with that? Don't forget to feed your cat.
That's where it gets good. Mm-hmm. That's where I probably won the Pulitzer.
Mm-hmm. That's where everyone went like, ooh, this guy's good.
And do you know how many people were like, shoot, I better not forget to feed my cat.
Oh, I think about that. They probably put in their phone. They were like,
PSA.
Yeah, 9, 10 p.m. when I get home, feed the cat. And you know what else, too? Here's what I think the crowd cheered for. I think they thought I was somebody else.
No. Like
who,
but, I don't know.
Okay, but Bobby, who would they think that you were that they would be cheering for?
Anyone.
Weezer.
Yeah, okay.
Buddy Holly.
When he doesn't dress like that.
But when anyone comes out, you're like, oh, I wonder who this is. Because what I hear is a crowd going, yeah.
Stop it.
No,
you heard excitement. Yes. You're like, oh, wait, who's that?
Yeah, it reminded them who I was. It was like, oh, here he comes. Oh, great.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
You really listen.
I can hear the disappointment. I can take it and dissect it down to each disappointment.
I don't hear what you're hearing.
Yeah, it's not there, Amy. That's why.
All right, hold on. Stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
What you gonna do with that? I sound like Urkel when I'm rhyming on the track. I say,
syrup
in my Sprite.
I hear it. Some guy's like, it's just Bobby.
You heard
I heard that guy go, hey, guys, it's just Bobby. Never mind.
And then somebody said,
like,
who?
And they're like, what? Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to go Bobby. Get snacks?
Stop it. Amy.
How you think the line of the bathroom is long right now?
That's true.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts, but that's funny. Well, that's Sunday night on Fox.
If you want to see it.
Which you do.
And listen,
can I just tell you,
I look like the biggest dope. I know that was the point of it.
Yeah.
And I got kind of irritated because...
that was what they chose to use as the picture?
Yes. Yeah. And Morgan number 2 is fighting for me. And she sent a note to the people like, hey, can we not use this picture of Bobby as like the main picture? Because it's a comedy bit picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whatever. I appreciate that, Morgan number 2.
I got you.
Thank you. Are you still mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. I was never mad at you.
Tone.
No,
you were kind of mad yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't mad at you.
She said I was interrogating her about her personal life yesterday, and she didn't like that. And what did we say?
Get used to it.
Yeah. No.
Welcome to the team. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have Amy pull you aside and have the talk. On this show, you have the...
Oh, Bobby, I'm proactive. I already had the talk, right, Morgan? Yeah, we already had the talk. Yeah.
It's like the birds and the bees of the show.
No one ever had the talk with me.
Well, I saw it coming and I could relate, so I went ahead and took care of it.
Relate part is we've all been there where it's... If you're part of the show, you are obligated at some part to give some of your personal life and love and all that up.
Yeah.
And that's just it. It sucks sometimes, but it's awesome other
part
times.
Of it.
Yeah. It's what we owe our listeners. So, I told you, Morgan number 2, at any time, you cannot sit at the table. But we like for you to sit at the big kids table.
I like sitting here, okay. So that's fine.
Okay, there we go. Uh-oh. Don't forget to feed your cat. I saw the story online where if you put a laptop in the checked luggage and it gets hot and explodes, it'll take a whole plane down. I thought was actually very little to take a plane down. Laptop fire in cargo hold could bring down a plane, FAA study. A single overheated laptop in checked luggage could burst into flames, could overwhelm the fire suppression system, it could bring down the aircraft. Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So keep that in mind, but also don't check your laptop because people go through bags and steal perfume, jewelry, shampoo, clothes, underwear. They're taking your laptop.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, I'm not
common
partying.
That people steal. Occasional thing, and maybe you have to check your laptop.
Oh.
Planes evacuated after a phone battery burst into flames. A plane evacuated after a phone burst into flames if they were charging it.
Wow.
As they sat. What kind of phone is that?
Yeah, I've never encountered one of those.
Those Samsungs that were blowing up that one time.
Yeah.
For like a while.
Having a CeeLo too, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was a fake video.
Oh, was it?
Where his phone explodes in this video.
Panic. Shortly before takeoff, flames ignite on board this Ryanair plane on a Barcelona airport tarmac. According to the airline, the source of the fire was a cell phone being charged with an external lithium-ion battery. The explosion sent passengers running before it was quickly extinguished.
Look at that.
Scary.
It's also not in America, so...
Yeah.
I know, I heard Air Ryan in Barcelona. I was like, okay.
You're crazy over there. They're reckless with their lives.
But I mean, I've flown Ethiopian Air, and it was actually quite nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? Where do they pedal the wings?
Oh, yeah.
They pedal it and it flaps. Like.
And then we got delayed in the Addis Ababa airport, which is in Ethiopia. I mean, and it was like you were very aware you were in a third world country and something was wrong with our aircraft and we had to switch another one. And the way they were handling it was really sketch. But I still boarded that plane and everything was
fine.
You
had to.
Yeah, I had no choice.
Amy did a mission trip. You went to Africa,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to Kenya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so... That's why she's on Ethiopia Air.
Yeah, I was wondering why.
I wondered if she was going to come back. But yeah, you had a choice to get on an airplane or to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
To get on an airplane with...
or stay there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you had all these options.
Yeah.
You're getting on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read the story about the Beatles when they were... I forget what island. They flew over and they got trapped. And then they said something against the establishment. I know my facts are a little off here. But the government goes, you know what? No protection for you. And so the Beatles had to make their way out of the country, and they almost didn't make it out.
That has nothing to do with Back to the USSR, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. But it's a fascinating story, and the Beatles, like, we're never going back there again. Maybe even in South America. And so they were trapped because the government goes, you know what? We're mad at you. You denounced us. No security for you. And so the Beatles were humongous, the biggest thing on the planet.
Yeah, they needed security.
And so people were chasing them. I think one of their people in their band, not of the four, but got beat up because he got caught up in the crowd. It's a whole thing.
Wow, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, maybe I made it up.
Bobby's like,
I don't see anything yet.
Maybe I had a dream.
I had a dream. I don't like talking about dreams, but I've been really sad. Like, because I've been missing my dog a lot lately. And so I had a dream you gave me a puppy yesterday.
Oh.
I know, and I woke up going, do I want a puppy?
And I gave it to you?
You brought me a puppy.
That's one of your love languages.
A gift. A gift of a puppy. Yes.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's
you
weird.
See that story about the Beatles?
No, I still can't find it.
Oh. Mm-mm. Dude, what if I made the whole thing up?
That'd be crazy.
I don't think I did. But what if I did?
Oh, my bad. That was in sync.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A woman named Irene, 101 years old, from Granite City, Illinois, was trying to call a family member a few months ago, but accidentally dialed the wrong number. She called Rosa from Clarksville, Tennessee. She didn't know Rosa, but Rosa and Irene struck up conversation and they ended up talking for an hour.
Wow.
Then after that phone call, they became pen pals. And then Rosa's daughter, when picked her up in Tennessee, drove her to Illinois to meet her new friend,
wow,
Irene.
Wow, look at that.
So, you know, just an accidental phone call led to a friendship.
I saw a thing on Instagram where this girl says, hey, I met you on a dating app. Remember me? We should get together. And the person's like, no, that's not me, but I'd love to get together. And so they ended up getting together. But they also got together with the person from the app. It was all three of them just hanging out.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty funny, too. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that one,
this is how
too.
We met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. The woman that was accidental reach, she was like 60. The other two were like 20. It was kind of funny, yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I think a lot of people here on our show are wanting to be in this Jake Owen music video. You know this?
No.
No, how do we be in it?
Well, Raymundo's the one that told me. How much is he playing, Raymundo, paying you?
What up? So, yeah, if I do this music video shoot, I'm looking at $150 if I was 6 feet and I could be a Jake Owen stand-in.
Oh,
I
but
could,
you're not.
I could make upwards of $500 or more.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's a pretty good payment. It's a music video. You end up being on YouTube and whatever comes with that. Yeah.
Wow. You get your own spot on YouTube.
I wonder if he can like get some inches like somehow with platform shoes or something.
No, but what are you, 5'6"?
Yeah, 5'7".
No, you're not.
Close to it.
You can't be.
No, Ray, we've measured before. We're the exact same height, 5'6".
That's terrible.
But can't you be an extra?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's options in pretty good money. Just chill at a bar with my chick. And then there's also an option if you want to be the makeout couple. You get paid even more.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, makeout couples, $250. All you have to do is agree to kiss with your chick for like however many takes it they end up doing.
Or another chick.
Well, yeah, what if you got there and they said, hey, you're the right guy for this,
yep.
But we feel like this girl is the right girl.
I don't know if my girl let me do that.
No?
For 200 bucks?
Hey, Hillary, are you wanting to do this too? Hillary works in the glass room. She's our phone screener.
I would do it.
Are you doing it?
I want to. I don't know how to.
No, I thought someone sent me a note that you wanted to do it too. Who else was going to be in the Jake Owen music video? Anybody? Remember Lunchbox when he was in the Chris Jansen video?
Yes, he was in it. Yeah.
Amazing.
What song was that?
Better I Don't, was
Better
it?
Better I Don't. That's right. I mean, it's like it's his face. He's in it.
I think he has his shirt off and everything. If you have to talk on the phone, Amy, you have to go to the bathroom, what do you do? Like, you're on the phone, but you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, it depends on how close I am with them.
You and I are talking. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I may mute it, but I might be like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll either call you back or just keep talking to you. Like, we're close enough to where I would. Some people have to end the call. Or, like, if it's my husband.
Can I request
or a friend,
to have the call ended?
Why?
I just want to put that out there.
Well,
I
don't, what do you do with me?
I don't really talk on the phone.
I know. See, we FaceTime, so that would I would end that.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Can I request that you never answer
sure.
a FaceTime?
Yeah.
Experts say that if you are on the phone, this is from an etiquette book, and you have to use the bathroom, you should say, hey, I've got something that just came up. Let me call you right back.
Which is totally true.
Never talk on the phone while in the bathroom.
Really?
Sometimes I'll be talking to people and they don't want the toilet next to them to flush, but it does. And I'm like, what's up? Why did I just hear a toilet flush in this call?
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll be on the phone because I'll pee sometimes, depending how close you are. And I'll do the thing where you're talking on the phone and you don't want them to hear the toilet. So you take your arm and you extend it out the bathroom.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you push the toilet and you run. So you try to beat the sound.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
But there's also the mute button, Bobby. You should try that.
I don't use the mute button.
I don't ever.
Sometimes my cheek accidentally hits it and I'm talk.
Oh, I've done that with you.
Yeah. And then.
Amy, what happened the last 1 minute of your talking? She goes, what? You didn't hear that? Oh, my cheek must have hit mute.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So.
You know what I like about 90s television is they. And even early 2000s, because I was watching Friends yesterday, and they cover the bottom part of a cordless phone, and they keep talking like the person can't hear them.
Yes.
That never worked in our life, where you could cover the bottom and go, hey, Frank, listen to what Jimmy just said.
That was the old school
mute. That was the old school, where you take your hand, you put it over the microphone part of the phone, and you talk, and they can't hear you.
That never worked.
It never worked.
Because you could always hear.
Yeah, it sounded like this.
Listen to this idiot on the phone.
Morgan, number two, did you ever have to deal with that at 24 years old or no?
No, I don't remember having to do that ever.
Mm. She always had that mute button.
That was great.
Look at you. What's it like?
Being 24.
Being young and cool.
So young and fresh.
Is it pretty cool? Like, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, currently I'm binge watching Gilmore Girls, so that's my cool
factor.
That's
like what I do at 38.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Oh, so it's like life's
You're not
insane.
That cool, I guess.
Oh, Hunter Hayes put out a new song. I don't know if you heard this song or not. But I heard him play it. We played the Bluebird together once, Hunter Hayes and I did. And he did this song on piano. It's called Dear God, where it's like he's talking to God. And so this is some of that Hunter Hayes song here.
Because why does my life have to hurt so much? Why can't I find any peace or love? And why do I feel like I'm not enough? Dear God, are you sure that you don't, mess up?
So it's a pretty cool song. The beginning of it.
Here I go again. Three glasses in, counting my sins, home alone again. It's 3 in the morning, just me and my demons at war again. So I'm calling. Are you listening? You made a man
man is fragile. You made a heart that can break. You showed me the road less traveled. Though then I'm gonna run away. You make me love so hard when everything I love just leaves. Are you sure there's nothing wrong with me? And why does my life have to hurt so much? Why can't I find any peace or love? And why do I feel like I'm not enough? Dear God, are you sure that you don't mess up?
Pretty crazy, huh?
I like it.
Right?
It sounds cool.
Yeah, and it's like real.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
You know what I mean? That's Hunter Hayes called it. Did you say it's cute?
No, I said I like it too.
Oh, that's no. Cute.
Like I was agreeing with Eddie.
It's cute.
We define terms differently. it's Hunter Hayes, Dear God, if you want to download or stream that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's the girl that's missing in Iowa. You been following this story, Amy?
I haven't, no.
Mike, will you kind of let Amy know what's going on here?
Yeah, she's been missing for over 2 weeks. She went out for a run while she was house-sitting for her boyfriend, and they've been trying to find her.
How old is she?
She is, I think she's 19.
Golly.
And so Mike D and I were talking about it yesterday, and they had offered $2,000.
That part I am familiar with.
And I said,
yeah,
it's a small town. I was like, man, only $2,000.
Yeah,
like,
not a lot.
It's not a lot at all.
And I said to Mike, should I put some money in, you know, because that's not, well, now it's up. It's,
yeah, $172,000 now.
So are people donating?
I think so.
Yeah, they got a bunch of donations.
I think a lot of people felt the same way, like, whoa. We can actually help, and who knows if money will actually help.
Yeah, you never know.
But, so what's the latest on this?
They searched, like, a farm near where she lived, just to see this guy who maybe had something to do with it.
What are they thinking about?
Like, maybe she was, abducted or something.
By a guy that lived on a farm?
Yeah, so they searched his place and found nothing, and they thought they spotted her in, like, another state, but it wasn't her.
What? Alive?
Yeah, so they're just following a bunch of leads right now.
Have they said anything about why she would want to leave?
No.
So she seemed happy?
Yeah, she seemed fine.
That stinks, man.
Yeah.
So we'll put a picture, Morgan number two, can we do that? At BobbyBones.com. And we have a lot of listeners there. And so if you don't mind going to check this out, maybe you see the picture of her and
you may know something.
You may know something or you may have heard something. The best we can do is put it out there for everyone. So yeah, thanks, Mike D. Yeah.
How long has she been missing?
Two weeks.
2 weeks, man.
There are some stories, though. Remember the girl?
Yeah. I was thinking about it. And they went to Walmart.
Yeah. But, and they were, like, seen in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Like, they went from Tennessee. They were seen in Oklahoma. Yeah.
And they went all the way to California,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, the teacher.
And the natural thing is to go, oh, the worst. However, there have been some circumstances where it wasn't the worst. They were found. Right. Something. So that's what you hope is here. If you want to see it, the picture of her, maybe it triggers something. BobbyBones.com. So there's that. Let me also mention, just on a different note, that on Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, the iHeart Country Festival will be on. I will be hosting it with Candace Cameron Bure, who is DJ Tanner on Full House. Do you think people know that already, or should I say it every time?
You should say it every time.
Yes. Believe it. I believe so, too.
Not because people don't know, but it's just fun to say.
So we are hosting it together. I do make a musical appearance as well. So
you guys still buddies?
Who?
You and Candace? Change.
I mean, we don't hang out.
Nah, but you text?
No.
No text either?
No, but I mean, she's married with kids. What do you want from
her?
What are we going to do? Ask her about Kimmy? Hey, what's up with
Kimmy Gibbler?
What's up
doing?
With Gibbler? No. She Insta-storied reading my book
about
a week and a half ago. She said, I'm just starting Bobby Bones' book, but then she never did it. I just finished it. So methinks she gave up because it wasn't good. But that's what methinks.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say, y'all DM.
Yeah. I mean, I don't slide in.
You don't slide in the DMs?
Nah.
It's already in there.
No. Anyway, Sunday, 8, 7 Central. They're actually really good people, like Luke Bryan and Keith Urban and Dan and Shay. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not about, everything's not always about me. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
Sure?
I'm sure. I'm trying to make it less and less about me.
I'm looking at the wall right now. It says Bobby Bones.
I know. I'm trying to make it less and less about me. It's my life goal is to make it less about me. Hey, I have these clips where Page Six goes out with a camera, and they wait outside people's houses. It's my favorite thing on the internet right now.
It's good stuff.
And they walk out. Let's say you walked out of your house. They start judging your clothes.
I know.
And they're telling everybody how much they cost.
Yeah.
So they did it to Jennifer Lopez, and this is just her driving to a baseball game.
Well,
a day early.
What?
But I mean, probably a Yankees game, right?
I don't know where she's going.
Isn't she dating that dude?
Who, A-Rod? Yeah, but he's not going to just Yankees games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's also a commentator for all the games. But anyway, here you go. Here's Jennifer Lopez.
A day earlier, Lopez rocked an almost $3,000 look to attend a celebrity softball game at Yankee Stadium with her beau. The De Niro singer donned a $265 striped bodysuit and $395 white trousers, both by Millie, for the event.
By the way,
that's
for
it?
Her?
It's not bad.
For her?
It's not bad.
Wow, this is her going to do some Kohl's.
Yeah.
Pairing her nautical-inspired outfit with $965 Charlotte Olympia pumps and an Hermes...
That's a shoe, right? Mm-hmm. A pump.
...as cuff worth $1,150, Jennifer gave Take Me Out to the Ball Game a whole new meaning.
What's a Hermes cuff? What's a cuff?
Like a bracelet?
Yeah, I'm thinking something on her wrist.
Is it?
It's a bracelet.
And is that how you say it? I know it's H-E-M, Hermes.
I only repeated it because what they said. I don't know.
Oh,
I trust
dang.
Them.
Oh, yeah. She said it. I was like, you said it. But I've always said, oh, is that Hermes?
Is that a Herman? Herman cuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah. For Jennifer Lopez to be wearing only a $395 pair of pants, that's like us going to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Go, Jennifer. Way to be frugal.
Way to be humble.
Yeah. Well, here's another one. Here's Jennifer Lopez just out and about in the town.
A day earlier, Lopez.
Which one? This one here?
Yep. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez strolled the NYC streets in a can't-miss look worth over...
By the way, just walking on the streets, okay? Can't-miss look. Here we go.
...for $8,000. The Bronx-born star brightened up her summer whites with a $325 multicolor blouse by California label L'Agence. She strutted her stuff in bold yellow $745 Christian Louboutin pumps, wearing $1,150 Chanel shield sunglasses, and carrying a Chanel bag worth around $6,000.
They make a bag that costs $6,000?
Apparently they do.
What is happening?
And $800 sunglasses?
No, $1,100.
No, they were
$1,100 sunglasses.
That's Jenny from the block, though.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled by the rocks.
Yeah. Look at her. Jennifer, she's going to make it.
Wow.
Probably. Wait, so is he retired?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I thought he still played.
And you know what? You were actually right. They did go to Yankee Stadium, but it wasn't a Yankees game.
And it was a celebrity softball game. I just assumed she was going to support him. I thought he was playing. But
no, he's done with that.
Okay. And then you said he was a commentator. So I was like, okay, I'll... Noted. Add that. A-Rod
retired.
Do you like
that couple or no?
Yeah, I like them. In fact, one of my friends follows both of them on Instagram. She said he's a great follow. Like A-Rod.
He has repaired his image because was a douchey dude.
Yeah, total. He's
and
the
steroid
one,
guy.
Yeah. He would give women like gift baskets after they would
come
for
Derek Jeter.
Different guy.
Who people love, by the way.
Yankee.
Oh, so
Amy's talking about the story with Derek Jeter, where Derek Jeter, single guy.
Yeah, hey.
I mean, what are you going to do? He's a single guy.
It's just what he does.
And girls would come over, and he as a single guy would say, hey, thanks, it was a great night. And he would give him a basket full of autographed baseballs.
But as I remember the story.
And bats. And to be in the car.
Memorabilia.
Yeah.
He'd have a limo waiting for them. And they'd go down to the limo, and then it was Derek Jeter memorabilia.
You know
in
what I said to that?
Car.
How nice is that?
I mean, come on. You got to go on eBay, otherwise and pay like $1,000.
Exactly.
Who wants to decide between a pair of Christian Louboutins and Derek Jeter?
Christian Louboutin.
Yeah. I know you're kind of being a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I just thought it was it was a story a while ago. I just don't like it. It's tacky.
You don't like it?
But I'm not being a hater. I get it. I mean, they're the ones that hooked up with him, too.
And why do you think they hooked up with him?
Well, maybe they really found him to be interesting.
No, they're baseball
fans. And they liked
fans.
His personality. Yeah. But you're right. But I just feel like he's being a little presumptuous that they're going to want a signed Derek Jeter ball after they hook up with him.
Hmm.
I mean, they probably do, but.
Exactly.
And listen, every time somebody's
like,
my
get
house,
over yourself,
okay,
Derek Jeter.
What bones? What do they do?
A pair of headphones. A sign of.
I mean, how lame would that be? Like, if I heard that about you, I'd be like, that guy is so lame.
I wish you would hear stuff. I mean, there's so nothing about me. I wish. That you would hear stuff about me.
Okay.
Someone asked me last night, hey, you date anybody? I was like, nope. Like, have you been on a date? Nope. Nothing. Nothing going on.
Yeah, we need to spread rumors about you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every time someone leaves my house, there's a signed pair. There's a signed microphone.
No,
I
so
like the
lame.
Headphones, so we can be driving around town. Look at that girl. She's jogging with Bobby's headphones on.
It's a pair of plastic glasses, like mine.
Yeah.
I've made novelty dark rim glasses.
This whole town's wearing dark rim glasses. What's going on?
Why is he wearing them?
Wait, what?
Stop, Mo.
Oh what? Gosh. Well, Eddie was acting like the whole town would have them.
And you were acting like they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Both of you are rude.
Both of us.
I
was helping you out, dude.
You just said you haven't gone out with anybody.
I know.
So,
but
It's just stating the facts.
A pair of headphones, a microphone.
What else? What
a
else?
Pair of the goofy glasses. Yep.
Your books.
Signed books.
Red shoes.
So lame.
Hey, thanks for last
Bobby's
night.
Bobby's like, if I grind my feet.
And a Razorback t-shirt.
Pimp and Joy.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Someone had asked why the pile hadn't hit the air the last couple days. And if we don't get to it, which I always like to, but if we don't, we put it on the podcast. So we actually have our version of the show, and we do extra. So if you want to go listen to the podcast after the show, just search for Bobby Bones Show on Demand. If you missed any of the show, or if you, you know, want to hear the extra stuff. So let's go over to Amy now. We're doing the pile today. Not shutting you out today.
Ooh, made it.
No, not made it. I've messed up the last couple of days and it not been on. So we're going to still do it today. All right. Ready for Amy's? Where is Amy's pile? Thank you. Here we go.
Whoa.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay. So sometimes when you step on the scale, especially if you weigh daily, you can get really fixated on the number.
Oh, I weigh 3 times a day. I go in the morning.
Okay,
three times a day?
You need to stop.
I weigh myself in the morning and it's like heaven has just put itself onto my shoulders because I'm light. I'm the trimmest I've ever been. I get up and I go on the scale. I went this morning, 155.2, which is pretty good for me because I'm working at it. I'll eat lunch and I get on right after sandwich 8, and it's always like 160.3. By the end of the night, 157.3. Last night, I was like 158.
Dang.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, so.
Is that not healthy?
It's just living life, man.
Some people, just the number can really freak them out, and then it can start their day off if they're like up 5 pounds. And really, your body, there's fluctuation, there's water weight. It's not actual pounds of fat. So this company came up with two lights. A blue light that's, you know, when you hop on it, as long as you're in this window of a safe weight, it'll light up blue and you can feel good about yourself. Like, hey, I'm in my wheelhouse, all good to go, I'm on track. If it lights up gray, it means, ooh, warning, warning, danger. You've stepped out of that. You're probably a little bit too high, and you know to rein it in, but you don't have to get fixated on the number and like freak out.
Mm. That's not bad.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a good.
What do you think, Bones?
Well, I don't think this thing's accurate already. I get on mine, it tells me my body fat percentage. And I'm like, how do you know? I'm just standing on the scale.
Right. You didn't pinch my fat.
You didn't get a caliper.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Get out of my face.
You know, unless it's somebody actually doing the job. I don't know. But that weight thing does change. Like 2 or 3 pounds a day.
I know. And that it says here, the aim of this is to ignore the daily fluctuations that happens when you step on the scale multiple times a day.
3 times a day,
Bobby.
At least.
At least. I haven't weighed myself in over 2 months. Maybe even more.
Good for you.
But I have to watch that. I can't be that person. I'll get fixated. And then it's like, I'm just not fun.
Like, on the weight?
I'm just not.
Is that my thing? Is that why I'm never fun?
Oh, that's it. We found it. We found the reason why.
Yeah, I just, for other people, daily weigh-ins are good for them. For me, it's not healthy.
Like boxers.
Mm. No, that's not even daily.
I just put on my jeans and I'm like, did they zip?
Can I tell you something about me when I eat?
What?
I may be feeling great, like trim, but I eat a meal and my belly goes every time.
Like it makes noises?
No, it grows.
Stop it.
Well,
every
you put food in it.
I know, but does your belly do that?
How much are you eating?
Well, a decent amount.
Yes, it should fill up with food,
but
and then
fat.
You'll digest it.
It goes bloop.
It does. It
actually, isn't like,
I see a legitimate difference after one meal.
I have to show you what I can do with my stomach.
You show me with your son.
Wait, what?
But he made me take video. Well, yeah, he thinks I get pregnant.
I saw you do it, and she's like, check it out.
What does she do?
And he goes, Mommy, grow your belly.
Oh, okay.
And I just stick it out, and it will go out, but then it expands right back in, and it's like, really. So like to him, it's fascinating. He also thinks he can crawl in my belly because he sees pregnant people. And I'm like, I don't really know how they do that. He's like, sure, I could just go right in there. I'm like, no, you can't.
In where?
Interesting.
All right, what else?
Okay, so when I say to you red phone, what do you think of?
In the White House. If someone's calling, there's an emergency.
So do you picture like there being a box and you open it up and there's like this red phone?
I know for a fact there's a little box and they carry it with the president as like a suitcase.
Okay, so there's that, but there's also the red phone at the Pentagon, which is a direct line to Russia. So same thing. I mean, I kind of picture a red phone, but it was originally a teletype machine. Then it became a fax machine. And now it's actually an email account.
Oh, it's not a real red phone for that
no.
one?
No red phone. So I just thought that was like their fun fact. If you're like, you know, a red phone comes up, you're like, fun fact.
Speaking of that, we were talking earlier about the Philippines.
Yes.
And what I had mentioned was that the Beatles had been to a country and politically, the country goes, hey, we're not protecting you anymore. So they had to run out of the country and protect themselves. And it was hysterical. The people went nuts. And now Eddie's telling. So I was right, right?
Oh, you were
absolutely right. So what's the story?
1966, they were in the Philippines, and apparently they were scheduled to have a breakfast with the First Lady of the Philippines, but they never told the Beatles that they were scheduled for it, so there was a no-show.
And the Beatles didn't do anything political?
No.
Nothing. So they were like, we're not doing this, it seems political.
They were just playing the show, and no one told them they were supposed to have this breakfast, but the First Lady got offended, the whole country got offended, and the government says, you know what, police escort, all the protection, no more.
Yeah, that's
in the
not
Philippines
cool.
as the Beatles.
Yeah, and they had, you know, Beatles everywhere they went. There were just a lot of fans and riots, but like no protection. Those were up for the Beatles.
And they had to run to an airplane while people chased them.
Yep.
And I think somebody got hurt and got left behind. Did you read that?
No, I didn't see that part of the story.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Look at that red email account. What else you got in?
Well, so Bobby, I don't know if you know this about us, your team here, mm-hmm. but we now have weekly meetings.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I know. I mean, listen, I told Mike D to set him up.
Oh,
you
really?
Did?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Because, I mean, Morgan, number one, had set it up. Anyway, I saw this thing, the study this morning, that everyone hates meetings, and it gave, like, all these reasons why.
Meetings are terrible. That's why I don't go.
Yeah, I know.
That's
you're
why
not
you make
there.
Us do it.
They're the worst.
But listen, like, I get it. Weekly meetings probably do need to happen, but just make sure it starts and ends on time so you keep everybody happy. Everyone kind of says what they need to say and not ramble on and on forever. So be prepared and stick to an agenda when one is provided.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big meeting guy because nothing comes out of them.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were the one orchestrating the weekly meeting.
I don't orchestrate. I'm just like, hey, you guys need to get together. Okay. I'm always in a meeting.
Okay.
I'm always on a computer.
And attendees, please, guys, let's not be distracted on our cell phones during our new weekly meetings. Stay focused.
Okay.
I say that to myself, too.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's the pile.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Ah, it's over again. I have dinner with a friend tonight.
Oh, really?
Dude friend. Not a date.
Thanks for clarifying.
Well, I knew you were going to be like, yep. That date.
Just him or his significant other two and then you? Or
no.
Because that's a thing sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a thing all the time.
Yeah.
Mr. Third Wheel.
Oh, man.
Mr. Kickstand.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm all those things. But no, we just maybe I'll watch Dave Barnes play tonight. Not sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. And I'm going to go away and turn my phone off, my computer off, and go into camp.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So I go and do that and just try to get my mind right. So, yeah, that's it. You're going to Colorado for a couple days?
Yeah. And then pretty much just have family time. Like, that's the goal. It's so much family time right now because I just feel like my husband and I have both been totally back and forth with the kids.
Yeah.
And they need, like, all four of us together.
Yeah.
I think they're like, this is what family is? Okay. <Yeah. laughs> 1 week with dad, 1 week with mom, 1 week with dad.
Well, everybody, thanks for hanging out. You can hear this show. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bone Show on demand, or you can listen to the Bobbycast, where there's a new episode where Maddie and Tay both came over to the house and we talked about their career and how it went from a number one song to they had no record deal to they got picked up again, and here they go again. It's a pretty cool story, and I really like them. So search Bobbycast, kind of a, if you love country music, that's a cool podcast to listen to. We will see you. Thanks so much, and we'll check you soon.
Hey, Bobby Bones.